بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Eid al-Fitr, the Eid of struggling to form a unified Muslim nation. May 25, 2020. The month of Ramadan, which is full of divine blessings for our nation and other Muslims, is over, and many happy people benefited from the blessings of this month. These people spent the day obeying God while they were fasting, and while they felt hungry and thirsty in such hot weather and on such hot days, and they avoided carnal desires and curbed the human passions. At night, many people engaged in prayer and dhikr, and they kept a vigil for God. Those who carried out their responsibility by worshiping God and fulfilling divine obligations in this month feel satisfied and happy. Engaging in spiritual deeds and fighting against human passions in this month gives a feeling of joy and spiritual happiness to you, dear people, who are the masters of determination and willpower and who exercise patience in fasting. One of the characteristics of carrying out responsibilities for the sake of God and making efforts and engaging in jihad for the sake of God is that one feels happy although one endures hardships and difficulties. And God has connected this happiness with the happiness that we feel on the day of Eid al-Fitr in order to show the greatness of this day.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
We should ask Allah the Exalted to generously give value to the prayers of our dear people in this month. Oh, he who collects the little that is given to him and shows gratitude for the paltry that is done for him. Oh, he who shows gratitude for the small and rewards with the great. Oh, he who comes close to him, who comes close to him. Oh, he who invites to himself him who turns his back on him. Oh, he who changes not favor and rushes not to vengeance. Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya, dua number 46. This is the dua that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam would recite on a day like this, on Eid al-Fitr, and he would also teach others to recite it. If you take one single step towards Allah the Exalted, he will help you move closer to him. Those who have turned their backs on God and religion, Allah the Exalted invites them to turn to him out of his mercy and kindness. This is divine mercy and grace. By Allah's favor, our dear youth, who developed certain spiritual characteristics in this month, will preserve these characteristics. By Allah's favor, they will preserve these spiritual characteristics until the end of their lives, or at least until the next month of Ramadan, the next Eid al-Fitr. We should preserve our close bond with the Holy Quran, our attention to God, our involvement in divine remembrance, our presence in the arenas in which Allah the Exalted wants His servants to be present, including the arenas relating to our inner selves and the arenas relating to the world of Islam, our society and the Islamic Ummah. And Allah the Exalted will bless us.
You've done for me. to me.